Hey, how's it going? Well, you seem really wired. Are you doing okay? Your eyes look so tired. When was the last time you slept? You don't remember? That's not good. Have you been taking your meds? Look. I know that's an annoying question, but you seem like you might be having a manic episode. You know, you need to keep taking your meds, even when you're feeling better. I'm not trying to be condescending. Not at all. I just care so much about you. I just want you happy and healthy. I know you don't like taking your meds, but they help you, right? It's okay. I know you're not mad at me. You're just exhausted. All right. I'm going to help you get some sleep, okay? Yes, you need sleep. You cannot function in this state. I know you feel too hyped and agitated, but I'm going to help you relax, all right? Okay, here's what I want you to do first. Go and take a nice warm shower. Then get your jammies on and come to bed. I'll meet you in the bedroom. There, that's better. Now, come and get into bed. Let me pull up the covers and get you all nice and cozy, okay? No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just getting you snug first. Then I'm going to lay with you until you fall asleep. Comfy? Good. Good. I'm going to set off the lamp and then get in next to you. You want me to turn the fan on? Okay. I can tell you're still kind of amped up. Do you want to do some breathing exercises with me? I think that might help. Okay. Breathe in through your nose. Deep breath. Hold it for 3 seconds. And out. And through your nose. And out. One more time. Inhale. And out. Now just breathe normally. Now close your eyes. Would you like me to stroke your hair for a bit? Oh, it helps you relax. Of course, I don't mind. What's wrong? You having trouble getting your mind to wind down? It's okay. It's okay. I know it's hard for you to relax your mind when you're experiencing mania. Hey, I want you to try something for me. Will you? This may sound really strange, but it helps me when I can't get my brain to turn off. I want you to picture a piece of black construction paper. I know, all it sounds weird, When people tell me to clear my mind for things like meditation, I struggle to just stop thinking. But if I focus on picturing a piece of black construction paper, it's something, but it's nothing. Do you know what I mean? It gives me something to actively do, but it's not distracting. I know, I'm weird. Deal with it. Just try it for me, okay? Okay. So just keep focusing on the black paper. And anytime your mind starts to intrude again, just cover your thoughts with a piece of paper. Sure. If you'd rather think of a black sheet, that works too. I want you to allow yourself to completely let go, okay? Notice your body sinking deeper into your comfy pad, releasing all the stress and tension it's been holding on to. Can you feel your chest getting lighter? Can you feel your jaw unclenching? Can you feel your breath slower? Feel the blankets wrapped around you, like a cozy cocoon hugging you tight. You're safe and secure. You have no worries right now. Feel my fingers softly stroking your hair and down your neck. The little tingles traveling down your spine. I've got you. Just let yourself rest. You know, you're such a good person. Shh. Just let me talk. You are a good person. I know you sometimes feel like you're a terrible person, but that's just your mind talking. I care about you so much. I hate to see you in such distress. But that's also why you need to keep taking your medication. Your mind doesn't have as much power when you're taking the meds. There's a reason for that. It means the meds are working. And when you keep taking your meds, you don't experience such severe mania, so you don't exhaust yourself. But you needing to take meds doesn't mean you're broken. I want you to try to remember that, okay? You are not a broken person. You are a beautiful person, and I am so lucky to have you in my life. You're welcome. You're starting to feel a little more relaxed. I'm not going anywhere. I promise I'll stay here as long as you need.